guys, I am Vedanshi Pal and I am back with my new episode. So today we are going to talk about how to overcome fear of failure. You cannot overcome those things which do not exist. Fear is a state of mind with excessive imaginations and thoughts. But what we had imagined, do it really occur? No, hardly any. If we are constantly having false imaginations, we are just watering that plant of fear in ourselves. When we can imagine ourselves being ashamed, punished, or scolded, so why can't we imagine something positive, blissful, or lovely? We can. When I was listening to Sadhguru and he narrated a story, I heard of a farmer and Shiva that deeply touched my heart. Here it is. One day the farmer was tired of natural climatic factors that proved to be bad for the quality of his crops. Then he called Shiva. The farmer told him that all climatic factors, rainfall, sunlight, are not good for his field. He complained that when he needs sunlight, there is rainfall. When he needs rainfall, there is sunlight. So he demanded that nature should be in the hand of farmer. Nature should be in his hands. Then Shiva accepted his opinion. And from then onwards, the farmer planted his maize crops and had taken the control of nature in his hands. Everything happened just in a way he wanted. There was rainfall when he wanted rainfall. There was sunlight when he wanted sunlight. And gradually, a beautiful maize crop grew. Then at the time of harvest came. He was surprised to see no birds coming in his field, but when he went and opened maize, he found no grain. Yes, there was no grain at all inside it. But he couldn't figure it out because sunlight, rain, soil, and everything he managed properly. Then again he went back to Shiva to know his mistake. The farmer asked Shiva where he was wrong and why he had not found any grain inside it. Shiva told him that everything was well managed by him, rainfall, sunlight and quality of soil and everything which was necessary for the crop to grow properly was good. But he stopped all the winds that would threaten his crops. All his crops would have experienced this wind threat and they have pushed their roots more deeper into the earth and grains would have happened. But he stopped these winds and what he got is no grain. The same thing goes with our lives also. Either we can use it to make ourselves stronger, better, or we can just sit and cry. Everything is in our hands. So same thing goes with our lives. Either we can use it to make ourselves stronger and better, or we can just sit and cry. Everything is in our hands. Whatever happens, good or bad, it always teaches lessons. Even worst moments of our lives can also be used for our growth and nourishment, for the betterment of our lives as well as for the future. It's a wrap of the episode. If you found this episode informative and knowledgeable, make sure you share it with your friends and near ones. Like and subscribe it if you are listening to me on Google Podcast or Spotify or Anchor. Make sure you leave your review. Till then, stay tuned and stay safe. Bye.